Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian Perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber, welcome. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, go ahead and do so now. So this is a podcast that is an extension of my YouTube channel, Star's Conversations. So go ahead and head over to YouTube if you are not there right now and subscribe to the page. Okay, so I want to talk about two things. One is the upcoming election of the United States for the president, and also Halloween, and what should Christians do in regards to celebrating the holiday or not. So first, let's just go to the subject of should Christians celebrate Halloween? And my answer is no. Christians should not celebrate Halloween. Now, I grew up and we used to do Hallelujah Night. And at the time, I didn't know any better, right? My parents didn't know any better. The community that I was a part of did not know any better. So we just did what, well, they're doing it for the devil. We're gonna do it for Jesus, right? That was the mindset. That was the rationale that we thought that would please God. But as I have grown up and I have matured, and also I have matured my relationship with Christ by reading the Bible, by meditating on the Word of God, and just knowing the character of God, I come to realize for the past couple of years, actually maybe about 6 or 7 years, is that if not longer, it is that God is not pleased with Christians celebrating Halloween. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, what about Thanksgiving? What about Christmas? What about this? What about that? But the Bible says in the New Testament that He wants us to think on things that are of a good report, things that are lovely, things that are honorable, things that are pure, right? So when I think about Thanksgiving, when I think about Christmas, more specifically Thanksgiving that's coming up, is that I am together with my family. We are eating really good food. We are laughing. We are singing. We are enjoying each other's company. God is not against that, right? And so then when I think about Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Christ. We are together with our families. We are singing joyous songs. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And we as Christians know that Jesus was not born on December 25th. We know that, but I honestly believe it's a demonic spirit that comes to sow discord among believers and unbelievers to say, well, Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. We know that he wasn't born on December 25th. Matter of fact, we celebrate Jesus' birth all through the year. But this time, especially during this time of the year, the world decides to celebrate it together, of remembering his birth and why he came and why he was born, right? Even when it comes to celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, right? They're like, oh, you're not supposed to celebrate Easter. We're not celebrating the Easter Bunny. We are celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, if people want to celebrate Easter, that is their issue, or that is their right to do that. But if Christians take that time where people are celebrating Easter and we want to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, then I don't see a problem with that. But you have these people who are like Pharisee-minded, right? They want to keep all the holy days of the Torah, and which is fine. If you want to do that, that is fine. But those are holidays and celebration for the things to come, that now we are in a new covenant celebrating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we have the freedom because those things have already been fulfilled. The old covenant has been fulfilled, and now he has given us a new covenant, a everlasting covenant, a covenant that is forever through his son Jesus Christ. So now we're going back to Halloween. I do not believe that the Lord wants us to celebrate Halloween because what it represents. When we think about Halloween, it is incites fear, right? And incites fear and incites demons. I was, going around doing my business, and I realized that some people, they have like rats in front of their homes. They have skeletons. They have all this gory and bloody things inside or outside of their homes, I should say, maybe inside as well. And they think that is so funny. Like, oh, did it scare you? Why do I want to be scared? Why do I want to have a feeling of fear when the Lord himself says that I have not given you the spirit of fear? He tells us, do not be afraid. So if he's telling me in his word that he has not given me the spirit of fear, and he is telling me, do not be afraid, why would I celebrate a holiday that is rooted in fear, that is rooted in me being afraid, that is rooted in death? He tells the people that I am the God of the living, not of the dead. This is a celebration of the dead. Even when I went into my local Walmart, they had an altar that was there, and people have put pictures of their loved ones, an altar of the dead. We don't celebrate the dead. So why me as a Christian to say, well, I'm going to take that and I'm going to make it Hallelujah night? No, I don't believe that. I don't agree with that. And a lot of Christians, they just want to celebrate Halloween. I read a lot of comments on this topic and on this debate. And I see a lot of people say, well, we dress up as Bible characters, or we dress up as nothing scary and nothing that is provocative. We make it fun, we make it light. I honestly do not believe that the Lord is pleased with this. But as again, the Bible says, if they are not convicted, who are you to judge God's servant, right? It is only him who can convict their hearts. But us as people who are convicted of that, we just have to stand strong in what we believe and how we believe, and pray for our brothers and sisters that are in Christ, that the scales will fall off their eyes. And the Lord showed me that it's just basically idolatry, right? It's idolatry. They want to be a part of this holiday because it makes them feel good, makes them want to party. It feeds the flesh, right? Well, it's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to be dressing up as a clown, or I'm going to be dressing up as this. And the Bible says that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. They don't understand the spiritual implications that they are opening themselves up to when they do this celebration of Halloween, but they try to remix it and call it Hallelujah night. I cannot remix pornography, right? I can't do that. I can't call it holy pornography, right? Because the origin of it is sinful. So that's how I feel about Halloween. So I pray for my brothers and sisters who truly, I believe that truly, they truly love God, but their worship is misguided, or their worship is not pure as far as the fragrance that goes up to God, because they have these idols in their hearts and in their eyes, and they just want to be able to do something like, oh, well, we could celebrate Halloween because, we're doing it for Jesus. We're going to be preaching the gospel. No, you're not. You're not going to be preaching the gospel. You're not going to tell people that Jesus loved them. All you're going to do is have a festival that gives out candy, that have the kids and everybody else dressed up, and the gospel is not going to be preached. Stop letting the devil deceive you and thinking that you are reaching out to the community and showing the love of Christ by doing what they do. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians that to separate yourself, do not touch their filthy things. Do not do as they do. Do not take on the customs of the nations that is around you. So that's just my belief based on scripture, is that Christians should not celebrate Halloween in any form or fashion. We should not be doing this at all. We shouldn't even recognize the day. The October 31st for Christians should just be like, April 10th or February 4th. It should just be a regular day. It's no acknowledgement of the holiday because we don't acknowledge the devil or what he does on the holiday. If anything, if your church wants to do anything, if anything, there should be a prayer meeting. Pray for the city. Pray for your community. It should be an evangelism, right? To be out there preaching the gospel. That's just my personal thing. I love street evangelism. So that's just what I would do, or that's what I would suggest. But again, it has to be spirit led. Lord, is this something that you want me to do? Or is this something that you don't want me to do, as far as like, I just don't acknowledge the day, right? So we have to be spirit led when it comes to that. So off that subject, now I want to talk about the presidential debate, or the whatever, you know, Trump and Kamala. And honestly, I'm sick of both. I'm sick of Kamala. I'm sick of Trump. I don't care who is the president, right? If you feel convicted enough that you just feel that you need to vote, you know, that's between you and your Heavenly Father. But what I don't like is that I don't like that people on the right side are calling people on the left side not Christians on both sides. What I don't like is that they're calling out each other and saying that, how can you vote for him, or how can you vote for her when he does this or when she does that, right? I think that a lot of people who are voting for either side, you are full of idolatry if you are so upset that someone is voting for Kamala and they claim to be a Christian, or if someone is voting for Trump and they claim to be a Christian. I really believe that politics should be left out of the church and out of the sanctuary. The Bible says that Jesus says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give to God what belongs to God. So if you want to vote for Kamala and you are claiming to be a Christian, well, how you live your life and the fruit of your life is going to depict where your heart is at, and vice versa. If you want to vote for Trump and you call yourself a Christian, well, the fruit of your life is going to depict the posture of your heart. I believe that both people, or both parties, I should say, the people who will claim to be Christians that are on both sides of this coin, which is the left or the right, I just believe that you guys are full of idolatry, honestly. I believe that if you are only voting for Kamala because you just hate Trump, because that's just, to be honest, that's just what it is. People are voting for Kamala because they just hate Trump. I would say, for just on the surface, that the Democratic Party is the furthest away from Christian values. And then I would say the right side, or the left side, I should say, or the right side, I don't know, the Trump side, the Republicans, right? I would say that they are also far away from Christian values, but they're a little bit closer than the Democratic side. So I would be convicted in my own heart, Lord, this is what your word says, and this is what I have to vote for. Lead me and guide me on who I should vote for if I just feel the need that I have to vote. Or you could be like many other Christians that say that they're not going to vote at all, right? And this is actually my stance. I don't vote every presidential election year. You know, I am led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Should I vote or shouldn't I not vote? Because I cannot vote for something that goes against my conscience. I cannot vote for something that goes against my core values that are rooted on biblical principles. So Lord, I know that you reign supreme. I believe it's in Daniel chapter 4 that he says that I am the one who set up kings and nations and governments. So I am the one who placed those people there. So I rule everything. So I believe that the Lord is sovereign. So no matter who's in office, I'm going to be okay either way, because my trust is not in the government. My trust is in Yahweh. My trust is in Elohim. My trust is in the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. So regardless of who is in office, I am a child of the Most High God. So my God will make sure that I am in right standing with him. He's going to make sure that he provides all that I need. So I don't have to worry about, oh, if he gets in office, we're going to go back to this. Oh, if she gets in office, it's going to be like that. It does not matter. What does the Bible says? The Bible says that in the last times, there will be very difficult times. The Bible has already warned us about these difficult times that are ahead. Put your faith in Jesus Christ alone. Put your faith in the one who has created the universe. Put your faith in him and in him alone. Do not allow your heart to be afraid. He says that in the last days, people's hearts will fail them. This is what the Bible says, that their hearts will fail them. But your heart does not have to fail you if you allow God to reign supreme in your heart. It doesn't matter. He will deliver his people. He has done it before and he'll do it again. He will deliver his people. While the world, while the nations are in turmoil, God's people, the ones that he has marked by his blood, the ones that are totally surrendered to him, he will make sure that you will flourish. He says, blessed are those who trust in the Lord, who have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They will be like trees planted by the riverbank or planted by the water. Their roots reach deep into who he is, and they will bear fruit in a barren season. The Lord knows how to rescue his people out of calamity. You do not have to fear the future when you are rooted in Christ. So that is my message when it comes to the election. It does not matter who is in office. The Lord will provide. Are you on the Lord's side? I'm not on the right side. I'm not on the left side. I am on the Lord's side. And because I am a child of the Most High God and he is my shepherd, I shall not want. So this is the thing, is that it's time to put up or shut up. If you say you are a Christian, if you say that you believe in the God of the universe, the God who created all of this, I have no fear. I have no fear of my future because he is the one who guides me. He is the one who protects me. So it's going to really test your faith. He said, when I come back to earth, will I find any faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith in the one who is to come? Too many Christians have their faith in the political realm, have their faith in the government, have their faith in their jobs, have their faith in their ability to do whatever they think that they can do, but it is only God who is sustaining us. It is only God who is sustaining you. It is only God who is sustaining this universe, this whole earth. It is time to put up or shut up. Either you believe God or you don't believe him. Either you trust God or you don't trust God. Either you are going to give God your all or you're not going to give God your all. There's no more time to be in the middle. Either you are or you're not. How long would you hobble between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. If Baal be God, then serve him. Serve the devil. But don't hobble between the two opinions because you're going to be unsettled like the sea. You're going to be a double-minded, and a double-minded person is not going to have any rest. You're not going to have any rest nor peace because you don't know who you believe in. You don't know what you believe in because you're unsettled like the sea. So this is my thing. This is my thing. And I'm going to leave it as this, is that our trust needs to be in God and God alone. It doesn't matter if Trump's get in office. It doesn't matter if Kamala gets in office. It does not matter who is in office. The point of the matter is that who do you trust? Is your trust in this world, in this government that is soon and rapidly passing away? Or have you place your mind on things above? Have you placed your trust on who has created you, who knew you before he placed you in your mother's womb? And if you are saying, Lord, I don't know how to trust, I don't know how to put my trust in you, help me to be able to trust you with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my understanding, so you can direct my path, you can make it straight. So we need to just be honest with the Lord. Lord, I'm afraid of my future, but you tell me in your word that I don't have no reason to be afraid of the future, that you are already there, that you know the plans that you have for me, declares the Lord. I know the plans, the Lord says. You have no reason to fear if you trust me, if you abide in me and I abide in you. Ask what you will and it will be given. Doesn't matter what's going on. While the world and the nations is in their Egypt, my people will be in their Goshen. This is what the Lord is saying. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be filthy rich. It means that he is going to sustain you. You will always have flour and oil in your jar. He will provide the things that you need, people. So trust the Lord. Trust him. That is all I have to say. Let me know what you guys think about this video. Leave your comments, like, share, and comment. And don't forget to head over to Amazon and buy my book, No Longer Lukewarm, or How Do You Like Your Coffee? No Longer Lukewarm. And let me know what you guys think. All right, bye.